The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
And once again, we talked, we drank, we had a wonderful evening. Both of them stayed the night, which was grand because we were drinking a lot and we didn't want anybody driving. And we gave Fatty the guest room with the horrible torture rack bed that he didn't mind so much. And we gave Wes the inflatable queen size bed in the movie room, and he seemed comfortable for the night. And then the following morning, Fatty was generous and kind enough to take us out for breakfast, and we went to a place called Henry's out here in Canoga Park, which is one of Gooch's and my favorite breakfast spots. And we had a breakfast and talked and laughed, and then came back here, said our goodbyes, and they were off. But all in all, it was just a wonderful evening of charming people and good friends and good friendship and good food and fun. And I can't wait, truly cannot wait to do it again.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And once again, we talked, we drank, we had a wonderful evening.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1124 of the BFO, far right, the 18th of May 2012, y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show, y'all. We have got some treasures to share. Hello, foot and mouth. Big Fatty, it's you with your foot in your mouth. Hi, everyone. I hope you are far right. It's going well, dear Gussie McMussy. Y'all, let me tell you. First of all, let me just say a ginormous thank you to everyone who sent birth canal exiting wishes out to that Kim. Beaver. Y'all, it made Big Fatty's heart just a pit-a-pat to see everyone wishing Miss Beaver a special day. And y'all, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I knew my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. Y'all, I knew he'd be over there because, y'all, he is all over the Beaver. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty has put his foot in his mouth on yesterday's little show. Y'all, I said something that wasn't true. And y'all, if I had a show from Walnut Hills, there'd be a musical bumper here that says, "That's what you think, Big Fatty." But I don't have that. And I'm not in Walnut Hills. No, Big Fatty. And y'all, if I were to do that, I would be accused of stealing. Stealing! But y'all, on yesterday's little show, I said the song that Miss Beaver sang to Big Fatty at the beginning of the little show was the only recording of Kim Beaver's voice. And y'all, it is no! No, Big Fatty, it's wrong! You know, y'all... Evidently, the first one to catch me on it was that Hat M, y'all, over there in the Mexico, and y'all, he says, "Excuse me, but I could never find it, but wasn't that Kim Beaver, one of the hidden Easter eggs over at the BFO app?" And I said, "Yes." And y'all, that's one. But y'all, then Miss Beaver herself said, "Poor Big Fatty, you forgot that the Beaver called you two other times to sing to you." And y'all, I don't recall this. But y'all, if I had a resident historian of the BFO, you know, they would have said, oh, yes, Big Fatty, yes, she called on this date, and that's on little show number so-and-so. And then she called on this date, and it was on little show number so-and-so. But y'all, the resident historian of the BFO, Brian, self-appointed, by the way, of the BFO, Brian of Austin, y'all, unsubscribed. Unsubscribe, but y'all, Miss Beaver was kind enough to forward those little songs to me. So y'all, with Miss Beaver's permission, or even without it, y'all, I'm gonna play them for you. Y'all, here's the first one, and it's called "Really Big, Big Fatty."
Hello, Big Fatty. I would like to wish you a very happy birthday. You asked me to bring in my pet animals into the studio where I'm recording. Well, I guess that I may be your only listener who actually has a pilot whale as a pet. This is something not very unusual on the Faroe Islands, to tell the truth. Of course, I cannot bring in Gustav into the living room, but for this very special occasion, Big Fatty, I did some diving especially for you. I'm proud to say that the submarine recording of Gustav is one of its kind. It took me several months and a fair amount of mackerels to teach Gustav this little song for you. Enjoy. Happy birthday, Big Fatty. Such as Kim and Gustav on the Faroe Islands.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was Gustav, the pilot whale. That's Miss Beaver's pet pilot whale. And y'all, I don't recall that at all. But Gustav, thank you so much. And Miss Beaver, thank you for sending that back over. And I'll cherish it. I'll cherish it till the end of time. Yes, Big Freddy, till the end of time. Y'all, the second communique I had from Miss Beaver that I didn't realize I had was something called, and y'all, I'm gonna mispronounce it. It's Jamie Le Fatty. Big Fatty, that's probably not the way you say it.
Du hundert Fünfteins, Big Fatty allein, kann dir die Namen. We love you, and you're fucking and a gas. Five times a week, you know how to do yourself. Voiceline, big man, gaze on the gaze, memory, music, big fat in your aerobic and queen of the sling, big fat in your gold mine, goodbye, everything. You love and adore you so much. Inappropriate touch. Waistline beckoning and gaze on the gaze. Memory, lame music. Big fat in your and subscribe now. We send our your kids. Big Fatty online. Have like a guy. Never be mine. You love her and so much. Inappropriate touch. Oh, voice line, big man's hand. Kiss on the gaze. Memory, language. Big fatty online, feeling poopy again. All your wishes come true. Big fatty online, apple coupons and men. Your eyes are so blue. You love and adore so much. Touch. A voice line beckon and case on the gaze. Memory plainly seek. Big fatty online. Unsubscribe now. What's under your kiss? Big fatty online. Hair like a brick. Will you ever be mine?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I do remember that one. And y'all, as I think back, I do remember Gustav. Now that I have heard that again, and so Kim, thank you so much. Big Fatty, it's just been memory lane. And y'all, if it's gonna be memory lane, y'all, let me tell you, y'all, the memory, it's a memory lane hoot nanny, y'all, because y'all at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the Vons, yo yo hey. And y'all, she was recounting the evening that Dr. E. Pluribus Stone and Big Fatty spent out there in the Walnut Hills on the surface of the sun. Y'all, you know, we had the Last Supper. And then y'all just you know, yes, Big Fatty, you spent the night on that, you spent that night on that bed and your back hadn't been the same since. But, y'all, it was a year ago today. It was a year ago. Y'all can't believe it. I cannot believe it, y'all, but it was the 20th. It was the 20th of May, 2011, y'all. And, you know, since it's a leap year, it's 2 days difference this year. But, y'all, y'all, I can't believe it's been a year. Y'all, if that doesn't prove that time flies, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable, y'all. I mentioned it to the Vons. Yo, 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 hey. And y'all, she was flabbergasted. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about any flabbergas. Anyway, I just cannot believe. Cannot believe it's been a year. But y'all, since we're talking about that special evening, y'all, I'd like to play this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, of course, that was the evening that that we were out there on the surface of the sun, and y'all, we had that ginormous meal of the country fried steak and the mashed potatoes and those green beans with the scrambled eggs in it, and of course that was an overdressed salad. You know, it's not a night in Walnut Hills without an overdressed salad. And then Myron made the dessert that, you know, a dessert out there is made up of like three different desserts all piled together. It was sweet rolls or some kind of what is that pastry with fruit in it, and apple tort or something, I don't know. and ice cream and homemade caramel sauce and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, they went out and they got the special placemats and everything. And y'all, it was lovely themed. And we started off the evening with the infamous Triscuits wrapped in dredged through the brown sugar. And wrapped the bacon is dredged in brown sugar, then wrapped around the Triscuit and broiled. And y'all, cocktails out the wazoo. And we each had a little special little cup of peanuts to munch on. To be quite frankly, after that meal and that evening of great fun and all, we just, it's no wonder I've got the diabetes. Big Freddy! And y'all, then of course, the highlight was when the Vonge, yo, 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 and I danced! I gotta say, y'all, yesterday we got up to the picture with Big Fatty looking like a bug that was sent in by Zombie TJ through that Timmy Sims. Y'all, the next one, it was spotted by Hat M. He didn't really have to go out of his way. Y'all, it's a picture of Big Fatty wearing a big old Mexico hat, and it says, "Woohoo! Let's celebrate all Mexicans on Cinco de Mayo." Big Fatty, he would have to say mayo. Big Fatty, Gavin spotted Big Fatty. No, yeah, Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 20. Big Fatty spotted Big Fatty at the U.S. Airways desk. And it says, "They be all alike. You need pants to fly." By the way, y'all, I am podcasting with pants off today. Spotted by Big Fatty, another Zombie TJ through Timmy Sims, the BFO. Who you calling lady, y'all? Is Big Fatty as a ladybug? And then there's Timmy Sims spotted me as a Playboy dancer. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got a message from the patron saint of the BFO. That's Mr. Tim Comal. And y'all, he's evidently had jury duty all week long. And he said that he would try to get in touch with me over the weekend to see if we could rectify Big Fatty, as long as it's rectify, not rectumfy. Big Fatty. Some of the problems with the eye church, y'all, he thought it was some sort of, I don't know, but y'all, I can't figure it out. I've looked at it, and I really can't figure it out. And I just, y'all, it's when it's right, when it's right and it works, I'm fine. But y'all, when I do exactly the same thing from day to day, and it turns to shit, then y'all, I don't know what I've done. I just don't know what I've done. Big Fatty, you turned it to shit. That's what you did. It's very obvious. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, we've got a birth canal exiting tomorrow, but y'all, I don't know who this person is. It's Jimmy Farmer. I don't know if he's a farmer or not, but it's Jimmy Farmer, and he's having his exiting on Saturday, which is Armed Forces Day. So y'all go ride a soldier, Big Fatty. It's ride a cowboy. But anyway, salute your troops. They'll probably take the pants off, Big Fatty. You're getting yourself in trouble. Y'all, the horror group, we're all going bowling later on tonight. Vera, tell us what's going on in Walnut Hills tonight.
And once again, we talked, we drank, we had a wonderful evening.
It sounds lovely to me. Happy weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.